Good morning, Kansas City. It is the Rocket and Teresa Show. This time next hour, I'm going to be honest with you, Casey. Only reason I know this girl is because she's the hot one from the American Pie
movies. That's not what you said. You said, Teresa, is she the one that gets naked in the American Pie movie? Yes, Rocket, she is.
And that's the only thing I know. I'm afraid to talk to her. I'm not going to lie to you.
Then you probably shouldn't.
So she's calling.
You're going to get on the phone, and you're going to go.
Don't put that in his head. He'll do it.
I know. Don't
you're naked.
But she's on a TV show that's very current and popular right now that I don't watch.
Yeah, it just wrapped up. It was it was Celebrity Big Brother, which I'm figuring out. I think CBS just pulled out to compete with the Olympics. It was really short. It was just a few weeks. It was shorter than the normal version.
All right, we'll talk to her this time next hour.
We just can't make this up.
Brought to you by Hardee's legendary Frisco breakfast sandwich with scrambled eggs, a mountain of thinly sliced ham, melty American and Swiss cheese is all served on Hardee's signature buttery sourdough toast. See, Shannon makes you do it. That sandwich makes me go, oh. Two shoplifters in Phoenix were arrested last Friday after they ran from the cops and jumped a fence into a police station parking lot.
Nice.
Whoops. A guy from Nebraska just got through attacking a guy and robbing him, and he was arrested, which means he has fulfilled his destiny because his middle name actually is Trouble.
All right.
Legally, that's awesome. His middle name. A guy in Florida tried to rob a 7-Eleven yesterday by pointing his finger at the cashier instead of a real gun. Big surprise, the clerk didn't give him any money, so he rode off on a bike. And last we heard, the cops were actually still looking for him. And finally, yeah, you think they could catch up. Finally, if you're looking to make some money, here's a way that you could make an easy $3,500. Now, you would have to travel because it's a couple in the UK, but they recently posted a website for childcare professionals looking to hire someone else to explain the birds and the bees to their kids.
I would so do that for $3,500.
Not me.
Well, they do want a licensed child care professional, but you could apply, Tara. They have two kids, a son and a daughter. They're actually very young. They're only 7 and 8. And they don't want to do it themselves, and they don't trust their kids' teachers to talk about it. So they're willing to do it all in one session, or you can spread it out over 6 weekly sessions, whatever you think is best.
One and done.
Right, we just can't make this up.
If I could have your attention, please, I have an announcement to make.
Wake up!
I am not a morning person.
I need my coffee.
Who's ready for some Java?
I'm ready.
TGI
Thursday.
I am ready to be back on the air. I am bursting with all new provocative takes on things.
Get ready to taste some sweet ear candy.
Today is Thursday.
Let's do it.
Let's go. Chop, chop.
Let's go.
All right, 8 minutes away from your second tabloid report today.
Yep, we're going to talk more about Ryan Seacrest and how these sexual harassment allegations are affecting the Oscar red carpet coverage. And come on, give us an answer. Oprah, are you running for president or not?
All right. Good morning, Kansas City.
KMXV, Kansas City.
Let's go.
Transmitting live from the heart of Westport.